The Crying Forest, written by Venero Amano and read by James Saunders. Soon as the truck engine was rattling outside and he heard his papa hurry into the house calling for Antonio to get out of his bed, Giacomo Mosca, little Jack to everyone in this new country, Australia, slipped from under the sheets and hid himself inside his room's clothes closet. He waited, heart pounding. Then, in a minute, he'd made a decent fist of changing out of his pyjamas into grimy work clothes and boots. It was well past midnight. The house, previously so quiet, was now busy with scurrying feet. Little Jack had expected something like this. A good farmer like his father didn't spend an entire afternoon sharpening the blades of a half dozen axes for nothing. Jack guessed his brother Antonio, at 18, twice Jack's age, would be dressed and collecting his rifle. Antonio would stand in front of that intriguingly locked timber cabinet off from the living room, the one holding exactly 50 square cardboard boxes of ammunition. Papa would have the key. Mama, in her nightgown, would be fussing around, frightened and tense, cradling the baby. 6-year-old Anna would clutch her skirt. If Jack showed his face, Mama would pull him to her bed-warm body. Giacomo, stay here. Because he was far too young to go out night hunting and animal culling with the adults. The men went for deer, animals which might appear very pretty, but were in fact an introduced species of pest and disastrous for the region's natural habitat, most especially for all the region's crops. Everyone would defend those crops with everything they had. After all, what people still said was the longest and most destructive drought in recorded memory had only broken last season, like a miracle, a blessed miracle. And now was the time for families and their farms to finally prosper. Tonight, Jack would not stay home. Home was the place for women.
Look after the house, his father had told him last time a chase was on. Look after the family.
But I want to come.
There'll be no nightmares for you, his father spoke, a man little given to moments of tenderness. Yet he'd then added in a kindlier voice, not until there have to be. You understand?
Hunting and shooting in the woods. Jack hadn't seen any reason to be thinking about nightmares. He simply didn't understand whatever secrets these adults were carrying. So tonight, while the commotion carried on downstairs, he climbed out his bedroom window. He clambered down the side of the house, lost his footing and his grip, and fell the last 5 or 6 feet, banging heavily onto his backside. There was a quick, shooting pain up into his skull, a momentary dazzling of stars. Dusting off the seat of his pants, Jack hid in the cool dark, still with his heart beating fast. He judged the distance to his father's farm truck. The way was mostly unlit, but the bright, clear night shone with a searchlight of a moon. Had to be very careful now. Voices at the front door.
Antonio, you mind whatever your father tells you?